Good evening, everyone. This is Scott Health, and I'm doing a short podcast here. What I want to demonstrate for you all today is the fact that I am now running successfully Rockbox, which you all have heard a lot about. There's been podcasts done on this. Running Rockbox on an iPod video. This is one of the daily builds. It's not the 2.4 or soon to be 2.5 release. This is a daily build which you would have to use in order to get Rockbox running on an iPod. Rockbox will work on several generations of iPods. I believe it's the generation 3, third generation, the fourth generation, and the fifth generation. It'll work on an iPod Nano and Video. It will not work on the Shuffle. The Shuffle's a completely different device. I happen to have a 30 gig iPod Video here, and they make a 30 and a 60 gig. They sell for about $2.99 for the 30 gig and $3.99 for the 60 gig. I'll just briefly explain what the unit looks like to those of you who have not had one in your hands. It's a very thin unit. It's probably maybe half inch wide or so. It's approximately 4 inches long by about 3 and maybe 3.5 inches wide. It's a pretty solid little unit, and it on the top of it there's a hold switch on the left hand side and a earphone jack on the right hand side, and on the bottom of the unit is the docking port where you plug in your USB cable or you put it in the docking station or what have you. The face of the unit is taken up mostly by a screen, which is I believe a 2.5 inch color screen on this model, and below that is what they call the click wheel. It is a round disc, and in the center is a select button, and that is about all the unit is. The firmware that is on the Rockbox firmware is actually merged. well, it's actually the Rockbox firmware runs off the hard drive, but what I'm trying to say here is that the original Apple firmware is not removed from the unit, if you will. It's actually set up in almost like a dual boot configuration. What you do is you basically are extracting the Apple firmware, merging it with a bootloader, and reinstalling that into the player, and then you can run the Rockbox firmware right off the hard drive. Now, what you really need to do is to be sure that the unit is set up in disk mode, and there are instructions on how to do that on the Rockbox website. But once you get it into disk mode, then you can basically mount it like a regular hard drive on your Windows machine or your Linux box or your Macintosh computer. There are instructions on the Rockbox website that covers the installation from Linux, Macintosh, and Windows. Now, I apologize for some of the noise. I'm recording this on the Arcos, and I actually have my Linux PC running in the background here. So it's a little noisy, but in any event, I'm not going to make this a long podcast, but what I am going to do is I'm going to turn this on and give you an idea of how it works. A couple of things I want to mention first is that with the click wheel, you really are sliding your finger around the wheel to get to the various directories or songs or music or whatever you happen to have on there, and also to activate the menus and skip tracks and things of that nature. The original Apple firmware does have one notable feature that you could sort of say is accessible, or makes it sort of accessible, and that the click wheel actually makes clicking noises. Now, it doesn't do that in Rockbox. but you are getting verbal feedback from the unit, so therefore the clicking isn't really necessary. The one thing that the iPod Nano has over the video is that you can change the clicking sound from the little internal speaker that generates the clicking noises, and no, you can't play music through that speaker, and you really wouldn't want to anyway. But on the Nano, you can actually direct those clicking sounds through the headphones, so that's kind of cool. With Rockbox, you cannot play any protected files or stuff from your iTunes database. Well, supposedly there is a way to do that. I don't have any iTunes music, so I've not tested it, so I can't say whether it'll work or not. But it will play most other formats. It's got quite a few formats on the iPod, and more so than it will on the Arcos. The iPod does have a faster processor and more RAM than the older Arcos units do, so that allows them a lot more flexibility. So, the way you get into menus and so forth on the iPod, and also to turn it on, is you press on the upper half of the disc, which is the menu and on button. The lower half of the disc is the pause and off switch, if you will. One of the unfortunate problems with Rockbox is, I guess it's a feature that, you know, maybe there's no way to work around it. But if you press pause and to pause a song and then try to go into menus and change a feature, you can't. But while you are playing music, you can access by hitting the select button, which is the little center button in the wheel. You can bring up a browser screen to pick different directories and tracks and so on, or you can even go press the top half of the circle and go into the menu and actually make setting changes in there and so forth. So that is kind of cool, but again, I'll demonstrate that menu structure first before I actually do any little, you know, playing around with the browser, because the music's kind of a little distracting when you're trying to do that. So I'm going to turn it on right now. And it'll boot up here in a second. Oops. Well, it won't boot up if I do that again. Trying to move it a little closer, and unfortunately, I didn't go too good. I'm playing this, by the way, through an external, well, I have a speaker here. It's a JBL, portable JBL speaker. It's actually really got nice sound. Okay, so the iPod's up. So I'm going to hit the upper half of the circle, or the click wheel. R-O-C-K-P-O-S. And
R-O-C-K-P-O-S.I-P-O-P. Reasonable bars.
There we go. Now we're in the menus. Now, as you might recall from the previous podcast, you can have it set up to spell the directory names or file names, or give them numbers, or you can record little MP3 clips to have the unit play an actual name. I couldn't get that particular feature of saying the directory names working properly, so I opted for it to spell it out. It is a little fast. It's pre-recorded speech, so you can't adjust it. I opted for the faster speech because the slower one was just too slow for me. So I apologize if it's a little hard to keep up with it, but you'll get the idea. So I'm going to slide my finger around this wheel. Now, the way I found to work this click wheel is not to drag your finger around it so much as just kind of brush it across till you get to the menu item you want. And when you get to a menu item you want or a track you want, you can press down the right half of the circle, which is a tactile type arrangement. I mean, as you push down, you can actually feel it clicking. So, but that's how you actually activate menu items or actually get to playing a track. So, we're at recent bookmarks, and I'll slap my finger around here, nice and easy.
General settings.
There we go. It's general settings. There's one before that. Let's see.
General settings.
The thing's a little touchy.
Sound settings.
There we go. Sound settings is actually the next one.
General settings.
There's general settings. If I hit the right half of the menu, I mean the click wheel.
Playback.
You have playback.
File view.
File view.
Display.
Display.
System.
System.
Bookmarking.
Bookmarking.
Language.
Language.
Voice.
You have voice here. And that's where you can go in and change some of your parameters, like
voice menus.
You can have your voice menu speaking on or off.
Voice directories.
Voice directories, which if you go in here, it's
talk
MP3 clip.
Spell.
Spell.
Numbers.
Numbers, but I'll go with spell.
Spell.
So I'm going to hit the select button in the middle.
Voice directories.
And
voice menus. Voice directories. Voice file names.
There we go. The voice file names is the next option. So that's essentially how that part of it works. I'm going to push on the top half of the circle. I can even go backwards by hitting the left side of the circle.
Voice. General settings.
But if you hit the top menu button, it does the same thing. Backs you out.
ROCKBOX.IPOPCALEMDARSCAPAETSHUOPIESMUSIT.
By the way, every once in a while, this thing will start just babbling out random strings of numbers and letters, and then make a horrible shrieking noise and stop. So, I'm not sure why that is. It's obviously some quirk with it, but overall, I think it does a really good job.
A-L-B-U-M-S.
No, I'm in a directory called albums.
20-PH-TEMPR-MINUS-MAS-TER-MINUS-MINUS-TH-E-MINUS-F-I-L-L-E-MINUS-COLLE-T-P-I-O-M-PH-E-MINUS-TE-S-T-MINUS-O-F-MINUS-B-MINUS-P-MINUS-K-I.
No, I can't remember who the heck that is off the top of my head.
7-S-E-T-O-F-D-S-A-T-T-A-K-L-O-T-B-O-U-T-L-I-P-I-M-L-I-T-T-L-E-B-O-U-T-L-O-V-E-A-T-T-T.
There's a little Alan Jackson for you guys. Now, if I hit the center button, the select button, should get a menu. There we go. I can change. Let's
see.
And I'm gonna select this song.
Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a
It takes a few seconds to switch. So that's playing another song.
This
gives you an idea of how it works. Unfortunately, like I said, if I pause it now, I'm going to slide my finger around, it's not going to say anything. If I hit, take a pause off.
L-M-O-F-E-P-R-O-T-H-E-R-S.
So I did turn it up louder.
So
that's worthwhile mentioning. To turn the volume up and down, you actually slide your finger around the wheel while the song's playing. And just counterclockwise turns it down and clockwise turns it up. JBL speaker. That's pretty cool. So, now I just turned it off, because that's basically all I wanted to show you guys. It can be done on an iPod. And you can have it set the fade in or out. I'd prefer it not to. If it stops, it stops, you know, whatever. It works pretty good. It's not perfect, but I'm very impressed with what the Rockbox developers have done, and I know it'll just get better as time goes on, as people contribute more and work more on the project. The main goal of this podcast was to show you that, in fact, you can load Rockbox on an iPod. So if you've been wanting an iPod, this is your opportunity to go out and get one. Like I said, I'm not going to go into how to install it and so on here because, you know, unless people really want me to do it for some reason, I think the instructions on the website are quite good and tells you exactly what you need to do and how to go about it. But if you have any specific questions, feel free to email me at ssandscott.howell. That is Howell, Hotel Oscar, Whiskey Echo Lima Lima at Verizon. That's Verizon.net. That's Victor Echo Romeo India Oscar November. Oh, hold on here. I'm sorry. It's Victor Echo Romeo India Zulu Oscar November.net. Verizon.net. And like I said, it was a short podcast, but I just wanted to get the word out there that it works on the iPod. So hope y'all enjoyed it and have a good one.